Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. I'll give you a minute to get there. And while we're getting there, our men's advance. Men, if you have not signed up, please sign up and give Elder Paul, you know, the money for that. And let me say something. If you don't have money for that, see Elder Paul or see myself or Don Foote. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we don't want anybody not to come because of a lack of funds. And same thing with you women also. You know, don't let lack of funds stop you from coming to the women's advance also. Excuse me? You need more women. Amen. Need more women. And let me tell you, the facility is beautiful up there. Cooking is outstanding. I wish I could move up there. But anyway, are we there? 2 Corinthians 2. Now I'm going to start in verse 14. Now this is Apostle Paul bringing forth the word now. And it says that, now thanks be unto God, verse 14, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Let's stop there for a minute. But thanks be to God, give God thanks, which always, not sometimes, not a whole lot of times, but always causes us to triumph in Christ. So what he's saying is that we are victorious with Christ. We don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. Because Jesus has already paid the price. Jesus has already been victorious. So the word of God is saying, now thanks be unto God which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Now what does that mean to triumph? What does that mean to triumph? It means that you're coming into something that you have gained victory. You have gained victory over something. For those of you who have been dealing with alcohol and drugs and pornography or whatever it might be that you're going through, and we all go through it now. We've all gone through it and we all go through it. But it says that thanks be to God which causes us to triumph in Christ, not in our own, not in Dr. Phil, not in Oprah, not in Pastor, not in the elders, but in Christ. That's why we have Jesus Christ period up here. Not Jesus Christ plus, but Jesus Christ period. That we try, he calls us to triumph in Christ. Now let me say something. You say, and I know a lot of you, and I've been there too. You know, I've been praying and praying and praying and praying. Lord, take this away from me. Lord, get this off of me. And it continues on and on and on and on. But my Bible says that we are victorious. Christ has overcome. We are overcomers. Do you know that? And what happens with so many of us, we listen to that enemy, that old nature. Oh, you steal this and you steal that. You're not this and you're not that. That's a lie from hell. If you're in Christ, you are somebody. Matter of fact, look to the person next to you and say, you are somebody. You are somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are created in the image and the likeness of God, and you are somebody. Now look to that person that you said that you are somebody and saying you have issues also. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are somebody with issues, and we're overcomers. Amen. And it says, once again, and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Then we're triumphing in Christ. We're victorious in Christ. And then it says, and maketh manifest. You know what manifest means? To be seen. To be seen. Okay, here is not seen. Here is manifested. Y'all got it? Manifested. You can see me. Praise the Lord. So what he's saying, that everything, every day that we live in Christ, We are to triumph over whatever the enemy is trying to keep us down, to try to keep us apart from God. But my Bible tells me that in Christ we have victory. But so many times we doubt that, don't we? Especially when we don't get what we want, when we want it, how we want it. Huh? But if we continue on, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man prevaileth much. Prevaileth much. How many times that we have prayed for somebody month after month, year after year, and no see no fruit, no change, and all of a sudden we look up and somebody's sitting in church next to us. Huh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Scotty. Amen. And we're glad that they're there too. And you know the reason that both of y'all are here is because of Scotty. How good is that? How good is that? Praise the Lord. But anyway, it says, and maketh manifest to see the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place, in every place, in your workplace, in your home place, in the grocery place, in the Wally World place, in the mall place, everywhere you are, there should be a manifestation of Jesus Christ. You know, when you're at the grocery store or something, and after they ring you up, God bless you. You know, there's times when, you know, when the Spirit is on me and I'm feeling a little something, I say, is there anything that I can pray for you for? You'd be surprised. Sometimes I get them dirty looks. Sometimes I get, nah, you know, or whatever. But other times, you know, people will say, thank you. I'm going through this and I'm going through that or whatever. And, you know, sometimes people just need somebody to know that somebody cares for them. And now let me say something else. Sometimes people just need you to listen. They don't want to hear all of your helping them. Sometimes they just need you to listen and vent. Amen? And we need to do that. We need to be sensitive to know when to speak and when not to speak. And Ecclesiastes, it talks about there's a time to speak and a time to be quiet. And quit flapping them lips all the time. And it says, verse 15, for we are unto God a sweet savior of Christ. Now, let's camp out here for a minute. Who's the we? Us. And we are. Not will be, but we are unto God a sweet, not just a savior, but a sweet savior of Christ. What does that mean? That means that we are a aroma, a good smell. You know, when you walk by somebody and they're wearing that Jean Nate or that Brut. What? Or whatever it might be. And you get a whiff of that, and you say, woo, wow, that smells good. Or you're walking by a bakery, and you smell that fresh bread, huh? Or you're driving down Arsenal Street in the summertime and the winter down, and you go by KFC. Huh? Woo, Lord have mercy. Yes. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Put a smile on your face. You say, yeah, and what is it? Do you want to shut your window up or do you want to put your hand on your nose? Absolutely not. You want more of that. You want to take a deep breath of it. So it says that for we unto God a sweet savior of Christ, a big breath of something real that smells real good. But you say, well, sometimes I don't smell that good. Ain't that what? Sometimes I might not smell that good, you know. I might didn't brush my teeth this morning. Huh? I'm going to tell y'all a little story, and I told y'all before this. That's when I was pastoring the Truth of Christ, and we had a young man. He was artistic. name was Jay, and he talks real loud. And so he come up to me one day and he handed me some certs. And I said, oh, Jay, thank you. I said, does my breath smell? Now, I'm talking to him, you know, nobody but just me and him. He says, well, Pastor, sometimes when you pray for me and talk to me, the whole church heard it. I say, Lord, have mercy. You know, so I did this. Anybody? Almost melted my eyebrows off. I said, that's why when I come and pray for y'all, y'all fall down on the ground. I think y'all slain in the spirit, but I didn't knock you out. So ever since that time, I always keep a little squirty or something in my mouth. You know what I mean? A search or something in my mouth. You know, because you don't want to talk to somebody. You know you're talking to somebody and they stand up and... So check yourself. And let me say this here. I was, when he said that, everybody turned around and looked, and some of them started laughing. I said, Jay, thank you. I said, because you're the only honest one in the church. You're the only one told Pastor the truth about his breath. And everybody else comes skinning and grinning, but they talk to me from afar. So what I'm saying is, you know, if we're not doing what we should be doing in Christ, we might have a little tartiness in our smell. Amen. But all we got to do is go get a little bit more Jesus and it's sweet again. It's sweet again. Amen. And it says, for us unto a sweet savior of Christ in them that are saved, in them that are saved. When we're around saved people, we're sweet, a sweet smell to them. And then it says, and unto them that perish, those who are not saved. If you are in Christ and Christ is in you, people might not receive what you're saying, but it's still a sweet Savior. How many times have people talked to you about Jesus BC before Christ, and you didn't want to hear about it? You didn't want to accept it. And some of the things that you used to say or avoid different people. I told y'all about me when I first got saved. You know, I was like, you're going to hell if you don't quit doing this, you don't quit doing that. You know what I mean? And you need to read your Bible. You need to go to church. And I'd go by their house and knock on the door. I'd see the thing move, the curtain move, and wouldn't nobody open the door. That's because they didn't want to hear or smell my sweet Savior. They didn't want to hear it. And so what I had to do was I'd had to back up off of that. And I would tell them, I'm not talking to you about Jesus no more. I'm going to talk to Jesus about you. You see, there's a time and a season for everything. Some people are just not ready yet. And we can't force them. We can't force them. You know, we can love on them. We can love on them. And let them see the Christ in us. And not for us to say one thing and do something else. Say one thing in church and go outside and do something else. No. That we'll be a sweet Savior all the time to those who are saved and those who are not saved. Because one day, the Lord might just tap them on the shoulder and say, this is your day. And they'll say, oh, you know what? All that stuff that you've been talking to me about for years, thank you. I can receive it now. You unto God a sweet Savior of Christ, and in them that are saved and them are not saved. Now, let's talk about some of the sweet things that come out of us, those of us in Christ. When we're generous, not only with our money, but with our time. That we are have a time that we set apart for prayer. A time that we set apart and prioritize our daily, what we do in our day. Do we start our day off in Christ? Do we start our day off giving Him thanks for waking us up another day? Do we start our day off saying, Lord, what direct me today in what you want me to do, how you want me to do it, and where you want me to do it. That's sweet. That's sweet to God, because it's coming through Christ up to God. Or somebody has said something to you, or done something to you, and you have a heart of forgiveness to forgive them. That's sweet. Somebody needs some help, maybe financially, or just, like I say, just to talk to somebody. Take somebody out to coffee or do this and that and other. That's sweet. Getting in the Word and studying the Word of God when you don't want to do it. That's sweet. Taking priorities, you know, not having a critical spirit, not having a bitter spirit, unforgiving spirit. That's not sweet at all. So as we go through our day and whatever we do, we can examine ourselves to see if we... or not. Amen. You know, when I do premarital counseling, you know, I always tell the young man and the young woman, I said, why do you want to marry her? And they go all around, but her best friend is easy to talk to and this, that, and the other. And I said, well, what about love? Oh, yeah, I love her. What about you, young lady? Why do you want to marry him? First thing she said, well, I love him, because she knew I was going to go with it. But anyway, I said, now, have you guys seen each other when you're upset with each other? Because, you know, when you're dating or courting, back in my day, that's what they used to call it, courting. You put on, you know, everything is good. You're on your best behavior. And, you know, your hair is combed. You brush your teeth. You know, you put on the high karate and all that. Wear your nicest clothes. Everything is good. You open up the door for her, pull the chair out for her. You know, all of that. Everything is real nice. But you know what? Once you get married, and you wake up that next morning, and hair is going just, the makeup has rubbed off. And she turns over and looks and say, hi, honey. And that dragon comes out and hits you in your face. Oh, you get to think of, was this the woman that I married yesterday? Oh, my goodness. See, I try to prepare them for all of that. You know, and other things, too, that we don't realize. Not putting the top on the toothpaste when you use it. And a lot of the guys say, well, we're going to use it again. Why put the top on? Why make up the bed when we're going to get back in the bed later on? Huh? Why wash the dishes? You know, all of that. You know, there's so many things that the young people don't realize because they all in love and they all, you know, see the good things about the person, but they don't realize that all of that, you know what I mean, is going to get less and less as you move on in your life with your wife or your husband. You know, give them a little heads up with that. But what I'm telling you this morning is we don't want to do that with God, you see. We want to be, and matter of fact, the Bible says that we are a sweet Savior through Christ to God. Do you know when God looks down at you and he sees you, and you might have done something that was not right, but when God looks down at you, you know what he sees? He does not see that what you didn't do right. He sees Jesus in you. And Jesus is perfect. But the enemy don't want you to realize that. Now, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But once again, we all confess our sins, or should confess our sins, not to me, not to no man in no booth with a window. Confess your sins to Jesus. He says, I am faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So when God looks down on you, he don't see that sin. He don't see that what you have done. All he sees is Jesus and you. And it's, yes. Yes. You smell good too, Vera. All right. Praise the Lord. But anyway, so let's turn to the book of John. Let's give some examples of sweet savory. The book of John, and where is that? Well, I thought I had it here, but I didn't. But I know what it is. But anyway, it was Mary, the sister of Lazarus and the sister of Martha. And they were having a dinner. And so Mary, oh, here it is here. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And then one said of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which would betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? And he says, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had a bag and bare that which was put within it. Then Jesus says, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always have with you, but me you have not always. So what he's saying is, this woman, she took this sweet-smelling aroma, the sweet-smelling oil, and she anointed Jesus. See, usually they do that for your burial. But God had given her a sense of discernment. And so she did that then. And matter of fact, in the Bible says, Jesus says, he says, throughout all the history of mankind, and let it be written in the Word of God, what this woman has done for me. So not only did Jesus smell it, everybody in the house smelled it. Now, what did she do? She sacrificed. It was a year's wages. She sacrificed that to anoint Jesus. It cost her something. And it cost us something. The Bible tells us to count the cost before you even think about coming into the kingdom. What is it going to cost you? It's going to cost you everything. Everything that we should not be doing. It's going to cost you. And you know what? Sin is very pleasurable. Do you know that? Sin is very pleasurable. But when we come to Christ and he gives us that new creation, that make us a new creation. Old things are passed away and behold, all things become new. That old stinking thinking. That old stinking and potty mouth. Why do you think they call it a potty mouth? All them nasty words come out the mouth. All of that type of thing. All the type of things that we used to do that didn't smell good at all to God. But once again, in Christ, said he made us in Christ to be a sweet smell to God. So remember that when the enemy is trying to tell you you're no good. You know, because you might have slipped a little bit. And we all slip a little bit, don't we? I only got 2-3 amens on that. Mm-hmm. We all slip a little bit, don't we? Amen. All right. Let's be real here. Let's be real. But the good thing about it, we don't keep on slipping and sliding every day. You might slip and slide one day or maybe 2 days, but then next thing you do, because the Holy Spirit will convict you of that slipping and sliding, and then you'll get yourself back together and start being that sweet savior again unto God. I love that. When I was into this, that just made me feel so good. That made me feel so good. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what I did. I did like this. But you know what? In order for that to be okay, I had to do my part too. You hear what I'm saying? Because God just ain't going to poof you. We have to do our part. Well, what part is that? The first one is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second one is love your neighbor as you love yourself. Oh, let's stop there for a minute. To love your neighbor as you love yourself. Who is your neighbor? Everybody that God puts in your life is your neighbor. Well, you don't know what they've done to me. You don't know what they said about me. God don't say that you're supposed to love them, you know, when they do good to you and they don't do, you know, if they don't do, don't love them. No, it ain't what it said. God will give us everything that we need to love our neighbors and love God also. And there's so many other things that we need to do. Our prayer life, our study time, committed. To be committed every day of serving God. Not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday, not on Tuesday night prayer meeting, not just when the church people are around you, but every day, all day long. Every day, all day long, to do what God has called us to do. So, let me give you some examples here. Remember I told you I did this? Y'all see what that is? What is that for? Huh? It's to make you smell good. But before you do this, because remember I told you when I was a kid, there was a girl I used to like, and I would go play basketball all day long. Then I would go home and change clothes, and then go to the house, didn't wash in one bit. But I would put that high karate on, or that brute. And do you know that high karate and that brute with that basketball smell, when they mix together? Huh? So the first thing I had to do, y'all see what that is? That's zest. That's soap. Amen? That's soap. So the first thing I have to do is this here. Huh? That's the first thing I have to do. To wash myself, to wash the filth off of me. We're washed in the Word of God. Amen? Ain't that what the Word said? We're washed through the Word of God. Not zest, but the Word of God. So after I do this, then I do this. And then I have to put on some clothes. But what if I put on the clothes that I had on yesterday, day before, and day after that? Huh? Even though I've done all of this and that, I might be clean, but my clothes are what? So what am I have to do? What is this here? Arm and Hammer. You got to wash them clothes. Because if you got clean clothes and a dirty body, huh? How good is that? No good, is it? So you gotta start with washing yourself through the Word of God. Then you gotta put on that anointing. Let's say that anointing. But before you do all that, when you put on your garments, you gotta have that there. You gotta clean it up. So when you go out to speak to people after you're all cleaned up, after your clothes is clean, after your body's clean, everything's clean, and you go to talk to somebody, and I want to talk to you about Jesus. Huh? Come on, church. Come on, church. Yes. We got to get it right. We have to get it right. Now, see, all of these is external things. These are outside things. But what we need to do is do the internal things to cleanse those internal things. Because if you get clean on the inside, you will clean up on the outside. You hear what I'm saying? If you get clean on the inside, you'll clean up on the outside. Like I said, that potty mouth, you know, judging people, criticizing people, going places that you shouldn't be going. looking at things that you shouldn't be looking at, listening to things that you shouldn't be listening to, wearing things, I'm going to get in trouble here, wearing things that you shouldn't be wearing, huh? And I'm not talking about just women, I'm talking about men too. I'm talking about men too. You know, want to run around here looking like Harry Belafonte with your shirt all the way down to here. You know what I mean? Shirt all the way down to here and you got your chest all sticking out. Wearing the most skinny jeans. Or sagging, wearing them all down. Don't nobody want to see that. I'm going to leave the women alone. Because y'all know. Come on now. But what I'm trying to say is, huh? No, you ain't got to speak for the women. Go on, sit down now, sit down. No, sit down. We ain't talking about specific. No, you ain't speak for the women. You ain't going to do that. Lord, we'll be fighting up in here pretty soon. Didn't I warn you guys? Didn't I warn you visitors? Didn't I tell you? I tried to tell you, didn't I? But you know what? This is who we are. We're not a big fancy church. We don't have no smoke machines. We don't have no laser. We don't have no ball spinning. We don't have no angel falling from this thing and gold dust and all that. We don't have none of that. We just everyday people who love Jesus. And we love people. Do you know we are known for loving the unlovable? Do you know that? The city have said that this church here is known for the loving the unlovable, the people that are not welcome in some other churches. Everybody's welcome here. If Vera can come here, you know anybody can come. Come here, Vera, give me a hug. Oh, no. Here we go. we say we can't hug. We say we can't hug. Elder Paul said we can't hug. Come here. I love Vera. Yes, she's a thorn in my side too, but I love her. Absolutely. And you too, Chris. I love you too, man. Absolutely. Huh? All right, what do you guys say? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. That's right. Amen. And then that's when he smells you and he said, boy, Chris smells so good. Cause of Jesus. That's right. Cause of Jesus. Amen. So anyway, let's get back on track here. Mary paid a price. She paid a price. It cost her something. What is it going to cost us? We can't pay for salvation. You can't work for salvation. You can't work for the favor of God. You can't pay for the favor of God. So what can we do? We can live the life that Jesus Christ has called us to live. It says, be ye holy as I am holy. Ain't that what the Bible said? To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, mind, and all thy strength. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. To do what God has called us to do, church. And that's to be the light and the salt of the world. That's what it is. You don't have to be no theologian or no Bible scholar. All we have to do is follow Jesus and have our hearts open so the Holy Spirit can lead and guide us into all truth and all righteousness. That's what we have to do. So as you walk out of here today and people walk by you, just because if you're in Christ, and Christ is in you, you're smelling good. You're smelling real good. There's no cologne or perfume or anything else that's better smelling than that, than Jesus coming out of you. That Jesus coming out of you. Let's be like Mary. Let's break that box of expensive ointment. You know, sometimes, you know, and we have to be broken before it comes out of us. Sometimes we have to be broken. I remember that with Billy. And he reminded me this a few weeks ago when his mama called me and said, Billy's in jail again. Can I want to go out and get him out? I said, nope. So she called down and said, Pastor said, don't come get you out. And he says, oh, I love Pastor. He's a good man. Is that what you said, Billy? No. No. But as he said here a few weeks ago, it was the best thing that ever happened to him to stay in there because God broke him. God broke him. And look the way he is today. You know, praise the Lord. How good is God? And I can look out into the congregation and I can see so many others who have been broken. Ray Ann, Lord have mercy. This is 3 weeks in a row. You get a cookie today. When you come 3 weeks in a row, you get a cookie. So you got a cookie coming, huh? Was you here 3 weeks in a row? No, you missed week four last. You can't skip a week and then come. You got to come 3 consecutive weeks. All right. Yeah, you can't skip. All right, so Rand, you get a cookie. All right, praise the Lord. You're not getting any cookie, Vera. You can take this here with you. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord. And if anybody needs any of this stuff here, if anybody needs this, huh? Who needs it? Paula, you need some laundry detergent? Okay. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. Absolutely. What's Lizzie? What about it? Well, we got another one. Yeah. We got another one. Absolutely. And for those of you who don't know, we have a food pantry downstairs. We have a food. Now we got enough for y'all to eat. Now, but I tell you what happens. People come and they say they're hungry, so we take them down there. And they don't, we don't have steak and lobster and all that type of stuff. But if you're hungry, we'll feed you. If you're hungry, we got stuff to feed you. Amen? Amen. Certainly do. And then we have a little clothes closet. Okay, Liz. We have a little clothes closet also. And if you need clothes or whatever, or if you know somebody needs clothes, we have clothes downstairs for you. Absolutely, we do. And it's all free. We don't charge you for anything. That's something that God has put in our hearts to do that, to be here for the community. And we've been doing this for a long time, and we will continue to do it. And I want to thank all of y'all for being so generous and bringing in supplies, you know, clothes and the different foods and stuff. And these type of things here. We have all this type of stuff down there, too. But let me tell you something. If you're able to buy it yourself, this is not your store. I want you to know that. If you have a need and you can't get it for yourself, we have it for you. But we're not going to let you take advantage of us up in here because that happens a lot. That happens a lot. You know, and people come to me and they try to tell me, give me that old okie doke. You know what I mean? And I say, you can't con an old con. You know, so if you come and you have a need, you know, we're going to meet that need if we can. But don't come trying to take advantage of us. Yes, because we will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But anyway, let's get back to the smell. Some of you here this morning, you might have been going through some things in your life. And you're trying to say, you know, Pastor, I made some wrong choices and bad mistakes in my life. And we all have. As long as you're human, you know, you're going to. But Jesus said today, you can come and get washed thoroughly clean. Today, you can come and get washed thoroughly clean. Get all that stinking thinking out of you, that potty mouth, the things that you should not be doing and the things that you should be doing to be that sweet Savior unto Jesus. So if you're here today and you know that you have a need for Jesus, that you have a need to work out areas in your life, I'm going to ask you to come today, because this could be the day that changes your life forever. So if you're here today and you got some areas in your life that needs to be worked on, and don't be ashamed, because Jesus was not ashamed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Amen. Amen. Look at God. Look at God. All God wants is a willing heart. Regardless of what you might have done or what you're doing, all He wants is a willing heart, a humble heart, to come and say, Lord, I need you. I need you in my life. My life is a mess. My life is a mess. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And only you can work this out, Lord. Amen. Let's join hands over there. Let's make a circle. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's good. That's good right there. All right. Now, young man, are you here today to ask Jesus to come into your heart? To be your Lord and your Savior? Amen. I want you to come and stand right here with me. Amen. Is it anybody else? What about you? You want Jesus to come in your heart to be your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Come on up here. You had no idea when you came here that you was going to be standing up here in front of the congregation, did you? You thought you was just bringing Scotty.
Yeah.
But you know what? Scotty is such a blessing to us. We love Scotty.
Yeah,
you love Scotty. I'm going to let you kiss me, Scotty. Not today. But anyway, is it anybody else? Is it anybody else that have not surrendered your life to Jesus? Now, the rest of y'all, what we're here to do is the areas in your life we're going to get cleaned up. But this one here is the most important thing. Praise the Lord. Girl, I know we said we wasn't going to hug, but come on. All right. Now, I want y'all to kneel. Come on, kneel with me.
Oh, boy.
Now, if there's anybody sitting out there and you know that you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, pray this prayer with us. Heavenly Father, I come before you today confessing that I am a sinner. I'm asking you, Lord, to come into my heart and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Forgive me of my life of sin. This day, I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
This day,
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died on the cross, shed His blood for my sin, rose again on that third day, and He's seated in heaven next to our Father. So this day, Lord, I accept this free gift of salvation by faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, Scotty.
Yeah.
Come on, Scotty. Listen, do you have a Bible?
Yeah.
Do you have a Bible? We're going to give you a Bible. You have a Bible? All right. Once you go back there, where's Dalia? See the lady up there with her hands up in the air? With the big hair? Go up there and see her.
Did such a great job.
Service.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we want you to come all the time. Be a part of our family, okay? Okay. Everyone, thank you. Oh, one other thing I need to let you know. I'm going to be taking some time off It's something that I had booked last year, and it's come to a place where now is I got to use it or lose it. So I'm going to be taking some time off in November, in December, last couple of weeks in November, and week in December, and then next year I got a thing that I booked last year also, and it's going to be in January, the last of January and the first of February. So I just want to give y'all a heads up that I'm going to be out for a while. And I want you to know I love you. And I want y'all to behave. But I'm here until then. Amen. I just want to give you a heads up that I'm going to be out. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so anyway, Father, we come before you today giving you honor, glory, and praise. We want to say thank you, Lord, for being God and God alone. Lord, we just lift up Paula today. Lord, you know what she needs, more so than what she knows. So, Lord, we ask you, Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, every tissue, every muscle, every cell, every organ in her body, Lord, to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And that you'll provide for her, oh, Father God, everything that she's void of. And put in her everything, Father God, that she needs to be in her to serve you and live for you, oh, Father. So bless her this day. Bless all of us, oh Father. Bless our family members, oh Father God, that don't know you yet. I pray for travel and mercy for everybody going home today. I pray, Father God, for a sweet sleep tonight. And if it's your will to give us strength another day, that we'll have a greater commitment to serve you tomorrow, that we'll be a sweet Savior in your nostrils, God, in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.